Chapter 6. The Sleeping Potion. Paris was speaking with Friar Lawrence when Juliet arrived the next morning. The man was talking to the friar of his wedding on Thursday morning. Paris tried to speak kind words to Juliet, but he was hurried out of the room. Juliet said she wanted to speak with Friar Lawrence alone. After Paris was gone, Juliet said, "Tell me how to prevent this marriage." Then, seeing a knife on the friar's table, she added, "If you can't, I will use this knife. God joined my heart and Romeo's. You joined our hands. But by this hand, I promise to kill myself. Don't be slow to speak, good friar. I long to die if you cannot speak a way out for me." The girl's action gave Friar Lawrence an idea. He said, "Wait, daughter. I see a kind of hope. Rather than marry Paris, you say you would kill yourself. Then you may be able to do what I have in mind."
"Whatever it is, I will do it without fear or doubt," promised Juliet.
"Go home. Say you will marry Paris. Wednesday is tomorrow. When you go to bed tomorrow night, be sure you are alone. Send away your nurse. Lie in bed and drink this vial that I am giving you. Drink it all. You will sleep. Your body will have no warmth. It will have no breath. Your skin will turn pale. All who see you will think you have died. You will stay like this for 42 hours. Then you will wake up just as if you had been sleeping. But on Thursday morning, Paris will find you. Your family will carry you to the Capulet's tomb where all of your family lies. At the same time, I will send a letter to Romeo. I will tell him of our plan and ask him to return to Verona. He and I will watch you wake up in the tomb. After that, Romeo will take you back to Mantua."
"Give it to me," said Juliet without a second thought.
"Take it and go. I will send another friar to Mantua with my letter to your lord."
"Love, give me strength," said Juliet as she left the friar's room.
The vial that Friar Lawrence gave to Juliet worked perfectly. On Thursday morning, the Capulet house was filled with sadness. Paris came hoping to lead his bride to church. However, he and all the Capulets followed the body to church for a funeral. That same day in Mantua, Romeo was unusually happy.
"I had a strange dream," he told himself. "But the dream lifts my spirits. Good news may come to me today. In the dream, I saw my lady. She had found me dead. When she kissed me, I came back to life."
At that moment, Romeo saw a familiar face. It was his servant Balthazar from Verona.
"Do you have news from Verona, Balthazar?" Romeo asked happily. "How is my lady? Is my father well? How is Juliet? I ask that again because nothing can be wrong if she is well."
"I bring ill news, sir. Forgive me for it. Your lady sleeps in a tomb. Her spirit now lives with angels. I saw her laid in her family's tomb and left right away to tell you."
Romeo could not believe what he heard. He exclaimed,
"Is it true? Find horses. I will leave tonight."
"You look pale, sir. Maybe you should wait."
"Leave me. Do what I have asked. Have you no letters from the friar?"
"No, my good lord."
"It doesn't matter. Go, find those horses."
After Balthazar left, Romeo thought to himself,
"Juliet, I will lie with you tonight. I know a way. I saw a shop. The man there sells medicine and poisons. It was close. Yes, there it is."
Romeo called at the door of the shop until a man came out.
"I see you are poor," said Romeo.
"I have 40 ducats here. Take them. I want a strong poison. It should be strong enough to kill a man in one drink as if he were shot."
"I have such a poison, but by Mantua's law I can't even speak of it."
I see you are hungry, sir. You are so poor you can't even buy food. The world is not your friend, nor is the world's law. Break it and take my money.
The man went into his shop and returned with a small bag. In the bag was the poison.
Put this in any liquid and drink it. Even if you were as strong as 20 men, it would kill you straight off.
Romeo was as happy to receive the poison as the man was to receive Romeo's gold. Leaving to find Balthazar, Romeo said, "Come, sweet drink. You are not poison. Go with me to Juliet's grave. There must I use you."